This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Mary Utopia Rothrock, whose nickname was Topi, was a librarian, community activist, historian, author, editor, and some would say feminist, born in 1890 in Brick Church, Tennessee, a small town just south of Nashville. But she mostly grew up in the town of Trenton, closer to Memphis, where her father was a Presbyterian minister. She was the youngest of five children, and her mother died when she was only 3 years old, so she was largely raised by her father's second wife, a cousin of her mother, whom she affectionately called Fanny. Rothrock attended public schools in Milan, Tennessee, and Somerville, and the Ward Seminary in Nashville, before graduating from Vanderbilt University in 1912 with a Master of Science degree. She then attended the New York School of Library Science in Albany and worked as an assistant at the New York State Library. Rothrock became an important figure in libraries locally and nationally. She helped organize the first regional library system in the Southeast after Knoxville businessman and philanthropist Calvin M. McClung persuaded her to move to Knoxville to be chief librarian of the Lawson McGee Library. During her tenure there, she oversaw the establishment of the branch system that would later evolve into the Knox County Public Library System. As a librarian, Rothrock worked to bring books to rural sections of Tennessee, and in 1918, she oversaw the building of a branch library for the Negro community, who were not allowed at that time, by Southern custom, to use the main library in Knoxville. Rothrock also advocated for audiovisual materials as library resources and was instrumental in persuading McClung to donate his personal collection to the library system, which provided the core of the East Tennessee Historical Society. Rothrock wrote and edited numerous historical books and articles about Tennessee, including one of the most authoritative books on Knox County titled The French Broad, Holston County, A History of Knox County. And her 1936 book titled Discovering Tennessee became a standard textbook for seventh graders. Having achieved more success in her professional life than most women of her time, Rothrock was devoted to fighting for women's rights. Because of this, she was described as a dangerous woman. You never know where she is going to bust out next. Rothrock served as president of the Tennessee Library Association, the Southeastern Library Association, and even the American Library Association. She received posthumously the American Library Association's highest award for lasting importance to the advancement of the whole field of library. Mary Utopia Rothrock was laid to rest in Old Gray Cemetery in 1976. She was a visionary who believed in making books available to all and called schools, libraries, and bookstores the appliances of mental growth.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.